Hare Krishna. So welcome all of you on Balaram Jayanti day, the last day of Julan Yatra. Today is what day? 21st of August. So the Vrindavan, the theme is like this. In ISKCON temples all over the world, there is Julan Yatra for 5 days. On the 11th day to 15th day, 11th waxing moon to 15th full moon day. But in Vrindavan, it begins on third day. It's called Hariyali Tij. Hariyali Tij means Hariyali Tritiya. It's the third day of the month. Shravan month begins and the full moon night is there. Full moon fortnight is there. Pratham Paksha, Chandra Paksha. What is it called? It's Shukla Paksha. First 15 days is waxing moon. It ends in full moon. So on the third day of that, it begins. And how many of you have gone to Banke Bihari in Vrindavan? Banke Bihari temple is a very ancient and very famous temple of Krishna. So in that temple, only once in a year, the lotus feet of the Lord is shown to everybody. That is on the day of Hariyali Tij. They raise these cloths and lotus feet is seen on the only one day. Only on a candle light. I mean candle light, lamp light. Not on the... They don't have any electric light inside the temple. Outside is all electric lights, but inside only lamp light. So Lord is bedecked with full jewellery, shining on only in lamp light only. And in that lamp light, you have to see the lotus feet with all ornaments on the lotus feet also. Ankle bell and everything is there. So the Julan Yatra story is like this. That Radha gets married from Barsana to Nandagaon at the house of Krishna. And in the month of Shravan, just in the beginning of Shravan, all the girls who have got married with cowherd boys in Nandagaon, they are married, they are going to Sasural. So their brothers come to take them to mother's house. Just in the beginning of Shravan, the brothers of each gopi, he comes in chariot and takes his sister who is married on the chariot back to Barsana. And she stays in her mother's house for 15 days. And when she comes back, newly married, just married sister, then brother and everybody and the friends gather and they swing her on the jhula. That is the story behind it. So what happened was, on the day of Hariyali Tij, the day of third day, all the brothers came and took their sisters from Nandagaon. But nobody came to pick up Radharani. Radharani's brother is Sridhama, elder brother of Radharani. So Radharani is feeling so sad that everybody has gone to their mother's house. And nobody has come to pick me. My brother Sridhama has forgotten me. So she is singing songs over there. Oh mother Kitida, have you forgotten me? Oh father, where are you? Oh dear brother Sridhama, where are you? Why have you not come? Have you forgotten me? Are you angry with me? I am waiting for you here. And there are beautiful songs like this, which they sing on this day. And as a result of that, those beautiful songs, Sridhama comes on chariot from Barsana, Nandagaon. And then takes Radharani and goes back to Barsana. And then for all these days, till full moon, they swing her, singing beautiful songs and everything. So whole of Vrindavan, all the important temples, wherever we have ancient temples, old temples, where historic temples, all the deities of Radha and Krishna, they come out. If they are, suppose, for example, in the computer life, for example, we are so far from here, the Lord is there. So on the day, on third day to 15th day, every evening they will bring him over here, from that to here. And you can see as close to him. And every single day, when it is sunset time, then they will decorate the whole temple with flowers and they will build a flower jhula on the stage. And the Lord and Radharani both will be on the swing and they will swing them. Full night, 3 hours, they will sing songs and swing them, throw flowers on them, throw incense on them and sing. And every Lord, so it's a very great festival in Vrindavan. Every temple is filled with people. So many people come from outside. Because that is the only time when you can see the Lord from close. Otherwise, he is very far. And what decoration they do, I can't describe you in words. What decoration they do, my goodness. Unbelievable decoration. Each decoration can cost sometimes few lakhs of rupees. Sometimes in Banke Bihari there is a full bungalow and jhula of 1 crore rupees also. So much decoration. The full temple is like smelling of fragrant flowers like anything. There are chandeliers made of, like you see this, na? Such big, big ones, chandeliers are made of flowers. And they are hanging all over the temple. And one donor comes and offers to the Lord such decorations, then it is removed next day. The next donor's decoration is next day. And flowers come from Jaipur, from Bangalore, from Maharashtra, from all over India, are gathered by flight and by car, by truck. And they are making such, so artistic they make, you know. Simple villages looking like people, but in 3-4 hours they will put up the full show of decoration. And even in Radharani's Mandir in Barsana also, the same decorations are there for every single day. Even in Nandagaon or Krishna Balaram's temple also, there are Jhula and Krishna Balaram also swinging there. So everybody is swinging. Wherever you go, if you go to Vrindarani's Mandir, Vrindadevi is swinging over there. And people just go from area to area just to cover up maximum possible darshans every single day. They keep traveling from evening 4 o'clock, they will leave. When temples will open, they will leave. And just keep on taking darshan of everything till 9 o'clock. The last darshan they will take and they will come back. So today is the last day of the Jhula. So not only in Vrindavan, but everywhere in the world, wherever there is ISKCON temple or Pushti Margi temple, where there is seva of baby Krishna. Pushti Margi means baby Krishna's seva is there. So everybody is swinging baby Krishna, Bal Gopal, Laddu Gopal into Jhula. And they are singing beautiful songs. The beautiful part of the whole thing is, they swing and they sing so many nice songs, you know. The mother is swinging sometimes. Then sometimes Radharani is sitting on the swing and Krishna is swinging her with the girlfriends around. Sometimes Krishna is swinging and Radharani is swinging Krishna with the girlfriend around. Sometimes both of them are sitting and everybody else is swinging. And sometimes they are Radha and Krishna are swinging the girlfriends. Lalita one time, Vishakha one time. And sometimes what happens is, there are beautiful songs which are describing the Leela like that. That sometimes Radha and Krishna are on the swing and girlfriends from side and from front and from behind. They are pushing from both sides, and those on sides they are throwing flowers and those are in front and back they are pushing. So the girlfriend also are wearing long flower garlands, long ornamental garlands. And Krishna and Radharani also are wearing long flower garlands and long ornamental garlands of pearls and everything. So what happens when the swing goes like this behind? If you are facing this side and you are pushed from here and the swing goes up, what happens to garlands? They hang, na, like this. So when it comes back, sometimes the garlands of the swingers and those who are on the swing, they get entangled. And when the swing is pushed, they get pulled and they get broken. Aapko samajh mein aaya? Ha, abhi aap samne ho mere, main idhar khada hu. If my garland is mixed up with your garland, you are pushed behind and your garland pulls me and my garland pulls you, and it breaks in between. When it breaks in between, all the flowers and the pearls and the money, everything falls down. So all the girls go running to pick up those as Mahaprasad, as Prasad of the Lord. And there are beautiful songs, how the gopis are so eagerly waiting to pick up the flowers and pick up the pearls which are falling on the ground. And thus they are swinging and swinging and swinging. And sometimes what they do, they swing them in such a way that they go in circle and come down like this. Can you imagine? The swing is so fast, suddenly it goes higher and suddenly it goes like this and comes down. So Radharani gets scared and Krishna also gets scared. And only Radharani gets scared and Radharani immediately embraces Krishna. Oh Krishna, I'm falling down. Holding like that. So just to make them come closer, sometimes the gopis swing them so hard that Radharani gets scared and embraces Krishna on the swing. And suddenly then they decide that let us have color play. So everything is ready. As soon as there is desire for color play, then immediately the colors come in front. Yellow, green, pink, orange, all kinds of color will come. And then some water will come with colors. Some color will come as it is. And the gopis will start throwing colors on Krishna and Radha. Radha Krishna also take out their pichkari and start shooting all the other girls for singing. And they sing songs. And the end of the story, they are fully colored. And then they get down and they eat meat to eat and eat food. And again, songs are going on when they are eating food. So beautiful, no, it is. They come from flower swing down and they sit on flower bed. And all the ladies come with foodstuffs on the flower decorated plates. And they serve them. Sometimes they serve them with their own hands. Sometimes Krishna eats by his own hand, sometimes by Radha's hands. Sometimes she feeds him, sometimes he feeds her. Sometimes they feed both of them. And if the mood comes, again they go on the swing. And again they swing. Thus, the real pastime is everybody is simply busy in getting their swing decorated and swinging Radha and Krishna whole day. How can there be unhappiness, you tell me? Can anybody be unhappy when they are swinging Radha and Krishna and singing songs? How can anybody be depressed, morose or angry or frustrated or sad? These things are not heard there, you know. Even if you are sad and if you go there, you will become immediately happy. Wow, you will become, wow. You will forget your unhappiness. That's why, sir, ritually speaking, everybody goes every evening without fail, finish their work in the house, have everything ready, 4 o'clock, quit the house. And just keep walking from one temple to another. Full evening, you just go around having beautiful experiences, take prasadam, then they will throw the flowers on you, then they will throw the foodstuffs on you. Suddenly they'll call you and give the shawl of Radharani to you as gift, and Krishna's cloth as gift to you. It's all beautiful exchanges going on. And as long as you want to stay in one temple, you stay, see the beauty, go to the next temple, there something else is going on. that they see also.
It starts from which day? How many days?
I told na, third day, Tritiya day. Shravan Tritiya starts. That day Banke Bihari starts swinging. Banke Bihari himself become bumblebee. They decorate him as a bumblebee and he sits on the flower of lotus. His sitting place is big lotus, huge. And in between he is decorated as a bumblebee. And is searching for the flower also, Radharani, and swinging all the time. So nice it is, I'll tell you. So many devotees go as yatra for all these days, at least 7 days they go, and today it culminates. So today those who are able to go, please go to Radha Giridhari Mandir and have the nice darshan. You will see me also there. I also will come there to swing Radharani and Julie. Nice, even the thread is so much decorated with flowers, you know. Everything is so gorgeous. So nice. Please come. And it also happens to be coincidentally the full moon day of month of Shravan is also the birthday of Lord Balram. And Lord Balram is elder brother of Krishna. You know the story that when Lakshman and Ram appeared. Lakshman was so loyal to Lord Ram. Lakshman was so much. In fact, the prasad pot which Dasharath gave her to eat, to have, from Putra Kamishti Yagya. You must have heard that they were not getting children. So Dasharath Maharaj did one Yagya to have a child. So Vasishtha Muni came, many people came. And they perform this fire sacrifice. And from fire sacrifice, the prasad arrives. And the prasad, he distributes to his wives. So he gives first portion, big portion. He divides in two portions. And one portion he gives to, big portion, half portion, gives to Kausalya. And other portion he divides in two and gives one half to Sumitra and one for Kaikeyi. That means Kumai Sumitra got 1/4 and Kaikeyi got 1/4 and half one is with Kausalya. So Kausalya makes her into half and gives it to Sumitra. So now Sumitra has 1/4 and 1/4, right? And then Kaikeyi, she has 1/4, she makes it half, so 1/8, 1/8. 1/8 she has, 1/8 she gives Sumitra. So Sumitra gets birth to two children. One is Shatrughna, and one is Lakshmana. So the Kausalya's part is Lakshmana and Kaikeyi's part is Shatrughna. That is why Ram and Lakshmana are very close and Bharat Shatrughna are very close. That's a logic. So Lakshmana never left Ram. He was not supposed to go to forest. Only Ram was Krishna to go to forest. But Lakshmana anyway went. Lakshmana went to his mother, Sumitra. Said, "Mother, I am going with my brother." So she said, "If you would not have gone, I would have been very angry with you. But because you are going, I am very happy with you. I never expected that you will not go, but I am happy that you are going on your own. So as you have come to take my blessings as mother, you are going with Lord Ram, my all blessings are with you." So Lakshmana went. He was like inseparable. There was no question of Ram being separate from Lakshmana. But in the process of being younger brother of Lord Ram, he had to face a lot of difficulties. Some difficulties he faced with great joy. It was not difficulty only for him. It was like mother when she stays awake in the night for a baby. It's not trouble actually. It's just love. You know, she feels, she doesn't complain to husband, ki, "What is this? You are going with baby. You sleep whole night and I am whole night awake. What kind of service is this? You also share the baby in the night." As a mother will never say. Out of love, she will just keep serving, and it's a happy burden, you know, lovable burden, loving burden. It's not a burden at all. But the child becomes big and starts not going to school and bunks the school and goes to garden to play, and a complaint comes, then she gets very angry. Then she starts getting very angry. So like that, it is said that Lakshmana stayed 14 years, she didn't sleep only. Of course, he was a great personality himself, so we will say how it is possible. ये तो ऐसा ही फालतू स्टोरी है इसमें. हाउ इट इज पॉसिबल समबडी कैन नॉट स्लीप 14 इयर्स. बट इट इज ट्रू इन केस ऑफ लक्ष्मण. बिकॉज व्हेन दे केम बैक ना एंड दे वर सिटिंग ऑन द व्हेन दे केम फ्रॉम लंका फाइट करके सीता को लेके आए एंड दे वर सिटिंग इन दरबार. तो लक्ष्मण वॉज यॉनिंग, यू नो. तो एवरीबडी सेड, व्हाट काइंड ऑफ एटिकेट इज दिस? इसको कुछ शिष्टाचार ही नहीं है, भरी सभा में जमाई दे रहा है. तो लॉर्ड राम हर्ड दैट एंड ही सेड, somebody said that Lakshmana is yawning and what kind of etiquette is this? But you all don't know, to protect me, he has not slept for 14 years. Now he sees me safe, so he is feeling sleepy. That means he didn't sleep and he hardly ate anything. Some people say he didn't eat anything. He just was serving Lord Ram. Wherever he went, he was making the hut for him. And when they would go to sleep, he would massage their feet. And when they would go fast asleep, he will come out and stand in Virasan, so that no animal or no rakshas will come to disturb them. So full night awake and daytime service. So no sleep. Like that he served. But he was very happily serving. There was no pain in his heart. But there were pains at some times. Like when Sita told him that, "Right now you go and protect Lal Ram. He's calling my name, Sita, Lakshman, Sita, Lakshman. What are you doing over here?" He said, "No, this is a demon. And this is not Lord Ram. The demon has been killed by Lord Ram. And as a strategy, he is shouting in Lord Ram's name, a voice, my name and your name, just to bewilder us. So mother, you please keep quiet, keep shanti, be happy. Nothing is wrong with Lord Ram. Very soon he'll come back." But she said, "No, see, again he called. See, again he called. Sita, Lakshman, Sita, save me. How can you say that this is my Swami's voice only? How can I just be peaceful over here?" Then he said, "Mother, I assure you, please do not worry. Everything is fine. He is very soon coming back. He has killed the demon. The demon before getting dying, he is actually shouting like this as a strategy." That time she utters very strong words out of desperate condition, emotionally disturbed condition. She says that you were waiting for the opportunity for Lord Ram to go away. And now that Lord Ram is getting, maybe he is dying by the demon's hands, and maybe Lord Ram is dying, and that's why you are very happy and you don't want to go because you want to enjoy me. This is my doubt on you, and that is why you are not going, adamantly standing here. You can imagine how much painful the statements must be. He gets so much pain in the heart. He said, "Mother, don't speak like this. You are my mother. I worship you as my mother." He said, I know exactly what you are thinking. Your mind is vicious and you are waiting for Lord Ram to die, so there is nobody in the jungle who can enjoy me." At that time he feels frustrated and he goes. That is the time he felt great pain in the heart. And he went there, and Lord Rama, sure enough, coming back, said, Lakshman, what are you doing here? I ordered you to stay there to protect my wife, your mother Sita. What are you doing here? So he told all these things, what mother said. He said, she's a foolish lady. Now when we go back, both of us, she will not be there in the hut. And sure enough, Lavan had picked her up in the meantime. So it was very painful to Lakshman. Second time when Lakshman, Lord Ram kills Ravan and brings back Sita and everything. And then somebody is on the vigil in the village. And at that time, some village may, one husband and wife are fighting in the night. What is the fight? That person is listening. The person who is on vigil, incognito vigil, matlab hota na, raat ka gasht lagate na. So one person is listening, husband and wife are fighting. What the husband is telling? You wretched woman, you stayed in somebody else's house in the night and you are coming back. I will not accept you. Get out of the house. I am not like Lord Ram, who accepted Sita after staying 1 year in the forest of somebody else. I am not like him. So please get out of the house. So this news that servant tells Lord Ram, ki somebody in the kingdom is saying like this, ki he is not like Lord Ram, that he will keep his wife after even 1 year of staying in somebody else's house. So immediately Lord Ram says, Sita should be taken away from the house. So that time he tells Lakshman, take the chariot and send Sita, bring Sita to Valmiki Muni ashram. I am not going to stay with her. Till the clarity of the vision is there in front of people, because he is a king, he is not only a husband, he is a king also. So I want my praja to know exactly what happened. So Lakshman did not want to go taking Sita away from Lord Ram. He said, we fought a big war so that you can be together. And now you are together and you are telling her to go away. And you are telling me only to take her away. Please, brother, don't do that. He said, Lakshman, please follow my order. So Lakshman, with great tears in eyes, puts up a chariot and puts Sita on that, and they are going. And what Sita has been told, ki you are going to Valmiki Muni ashram in the forest. And Sita is very happy. She is also pregnant. So she says, wow, in the pregnancy time I am getting saintly persons association. I will be staying in the forest in the hermitage of a sadhu. I will be so fortunate to continue my pregnancy in the company of sadhus. So she is very happy, singing songs and everything. And suddenly she finds Lakshman is crying. So she says, Lakshman, why are you crying? He is not speaking anything. He is just crying and crying and crying. And when the Valmiki ashram comes close, and she's crying a lot that time. So she says, stop Lakshman, stop. Tell me first, why are you crying? I am happy, why are you crying? He said, mother, you are not coming here for vacation. My brother has abandoned you. And I am supposed to drop you here for permanently. That's why I am crying. So that time also I was in great pain. Then, when she is brought back, she gives birth to 2 children, Lav and Kush. And then Lav and Kush grow up and Valmiki Muni teaches them Ramayana and they are singing Ramayana everywhere. And finally then they understand ki they are his children only. And then he says, okay, bring Sita back, but I want to do her Agni Pariksha. And that time again he tells Lakshman only, Lakshman, put the fire, arrange the wood and put the fire. My wife will walk through the fire and if she is pure, then fire will not burn her. Again Lakshman says, no, my brother. Why are you testing her like this? She is very pure, chaste lady. She doesn't have to be tested with fire. It's very painful. He says, Lakshman, it is my order. Please arrange the fire. So Lakshman, with tears in eyes, puts the wood and lights the fire. And Sita Devi that starts walking. And she enters the fire and comes out of the fire without getting burnt. And that time Lord Ram accepts her. But Lakshman feels great pain. Why my mother has to go through such painful situation and I have to arrange for all this thing every time, 3 times, 4 times, so many times. So when this pastime gets over, Lakshman tells Lord Ram, next time when we come down, I will become elder brother, you will become younger brother. Because in this Ram Leela, you have really put me in embarrassment. Torture me, matlab, of course they love, it's not torture in the one sense, but this is all Leela actually. Why Lord Ram did that, a lot of explanation for that, but that will not discuss now. But Lakshman says, ki now next time I will come early and I become your elder brother. So I can order you and you can follow. That's why he comes Balram as Balram and Ram comes as Krishna. That's the reason why he has come as elder brother. And as elder brother, he loves Lord Ram very much, Lord Krishna very much. And he protects him also, takes care of him. He becomes his friend also. He serves him also as servant. So Lord Balram is a very unique personality. His whole purpose, as Lakshman also, as Balram also, to constantly serve Lord, Supreme Lord. So there is elder brother, younger brother is only for the sake of pastimes they do all these things. But from the heart, Lord Balram's personality is always eager to only serve Krishna. Whichever possible way, he serves Krishna. So Mother Yashoda will tell, today you are going far distance for herding cows. Please take care. This naughty boy Krishna, he goes near water of Jamuna. He may fall in Jamuna and he may hurt himself. So please take care of him. Don't let him go so close to water so that he can slip in the water. But still Krishna jumps in the water to subdue Kaliya. That time everybody is crying and Balram is laughing. He says, you don't know my brother. My brother is so great. The snake cannot kill him. Everybody is crying. Some are unconscious. Some are wanting to jump in the water and to protect Krishna. But he says, don't go in the water. Very soon he is going to come out of water. So like that, Lord Balram is always in very great bliss. I'll tell you, there are hundreds of stories of Balram. But I'll tell one story. In that one story, how he tries to impress Rukmini as a newly married wife of my younger brother. So you know the story that Krishna kidnaps Rukmini, right? And it's a very famous story how Krishna kidnaps Rukmini. When Krishna kidnaps Rukmini, there were in Rukmini Swayamvar, it is said that all the princes, you know, the prince, the men, the boys of many kingdoms, they had come there to win the hand of Rukmini. Rukmini was so beautiful. She was only 13 years old. And she was so beautiful that demigods would come to see her. Just to see her. So beautiful she was. And when her Swayamvar was declared, all the young men had come to win her hand. And they were simply waiting because they just couldn't have her. Because Shishupal was decided to be her husband. And Rukmini's brother Rukmi had decided that Shishupal, my best friend, should become the husband of my sister. So everybody was just repenting. Arey, apna number nahi laga. Shishupal ka kitna luck hai, dekho. Bina kuch kiya hi usko Rukmini ka haath mil raha hai. And Rukmini is constantly thinking, I don't want to marry Shishupal. I want to marry Krishna. So she sends a Brahmin with a note. It is a wonderful love story, na? The Brahmin takes a love letter and goes overnight, fast track transport. Overnight reaches Dwarka. And that time he tells that Rukmini is about to get married with Shishupal and she says that if she is forcefully married to Shishupal, she will commit suicide and die. Because she has only thought of you and always decided you to be her husband right from her childhood. And now she is in the last difficult stage because her brother is forcing her to get married with Shishupal. And Shishupal is getting decorated. And Rukmini also is getting decorated. Dulhan banne ja rahi hai wo. And she is expecting you to come and take her away. What a wonderful plan, na? Shadi tay ho rahi hai, sab sajai ho rahi hai, log aa rahe hain. And the bride is thinking that my boyfriend should come and take me away from this whole thing. So then she writes a letter in that and she writes that, I want you to come and take me away. But what is the location? Where to come to take me away? As a ritual, I will get dressed up as a dulhan and I will go to Durga Devi's temple for the worship before marriage. And that time when I will finish my worship and I will come down the steps, that time I want you to come and pick me up and take me away. And imagine, the Brahmin is also so anxious because Brahmin is very trustworthy. He was not going to tell anything to his brother, but he immediately goes and meets Krishna. And looking at Brahmin's face, Krishna understands some emergency is there. So immediately Krishna puts everything aside and says, yes, what is the problem? And he narrates everything in confidence. So immediately Krishna takes chariot. It is said overnight Krishna reaches Vidarbha. Vidarbha is Nagpur, where Amravati, where Rukmini was born and Rukmini was raised and Bhishmaka was her father and there she was going to get married. Said opportune time Rukmini is so anxious that I am going to the Durga temple, but what if Krishna doesn't come only? Then I have to come back home. I can't keep waiting there, no? Newly dressed up, about to get married girl. Just can't keep waiting on the road. Either she has to keep walking to temple or keep walking back home or keep doing worship in between. She can do three activities. Either keep walking to temple or keep worshipping, or after worshipping she has to keep walking at home. She can't just halt anywhere. And she's praying. And she prays Devi also. Devi, please send Lord Krishna. Immediately. I'm waiting here. And puja also is over. Time also to depart comes. She is getting down the steps. And still she can't see Krishna anywhere. And she's getting down with a sad heart. Now I have to go back and now I have to get married with Shishupal. And suddenly Krishna comes. And he explained that how a lion picks up a deer in the middle of jackals. Like that Krishna comes in the middle of tempting boys who are looking at Rukmini with so much of lust. He picks Rukmini and puts her on his chariot and starts taking her away in front of her eyes. It is said that when she was coming down from the steps, she was anyway so beautiful, plus she is now decorated as a as a dullan. She was looking so beautiful that to see her on the both sides of the road, the princess had come on horses and they were standing in line to see her. You know when Prime Minister comes, how they put barricade and then everybody is standing on both sides and see they are waving at her, Prime Minister. Like that, she is walking with her girlfriends and all the king's children, you know, that princess, they are standing on the horse on both sides of the road. And when she comes back, they fall on the horses unconscious, looking at her beauty. Gir jate hun. And when they fall unconscious, suddenly people start shouting, "Arey, le gaya, le gaya, le gaya. Wo to le gaya usko." And they wake up immediately. Kya ho gaya? What happened? And they see that Krishna is running, when taking her away on the chariot, you know. And then nobody has guts to challenge Krishna. So Krishna starts taking her away. And everybody just starts repenting, attack him, attack him, attack him. So they all gather, you know, all those lusty princes. They have nothing to do now. What to do now? Rukmini to gayi, shadi kiske ho rahi thi, kon le gaya usko, hum log to aise reh gaye. So they get angry and they all together attack Krishna. Krishna turns and defeats everybody and again starts going. In the meantime, Balram joins. Balram comes to know ki garbad hone wala hai. Mera bhai to gaya hai udhar dulhan ko lane ke liye, lekin kshatriyon ki shadi mein maramari ke bina shadi hoti nahi kabhi. So I have to go and help my brother. So after that, after Krishna goes, Balram takes his army and goes behind to support Krishna. In the meantime, the news goes to dressing up bridegroom. So apne aap ko saja raha hai dulhan ke dulha ke roop mein. His dressing room ke the news pahunchti hai ki are tere dulhan ko leke gaya wo. He took her away. Your wife has gone away. Would be wife is taken away by Krishna. What? He said, right now I will go and attack. So Rukmini's brother also standing there. He says, Shishupal, why you worry so much? I have arranged my sister's marriage with you. It is my job. You keep getting decorated. Boys, men, don't stop. Keep decorating him. I will go and bring my sister back from Krishna. Who is Krishna? He is anyway a coward boy, you know, of Gokul. He knows how to herd cows. He doesn't know how to fight. I am a Kshatriya. I will go and defeat him and bring my sister back for you to become your wife. And also I promise you, मैं प्रतिज्ञा करता हूं कि इफ आई डोंट ब्रिंग हर बैक आई विल नॉट कम बैक आई विल नॉट कम बैक टू विदर्भ. सो मच कॉन्फिडेंस ही हैज गॉट, यू नो दैट ही टू एनकरेज हिज डिप्रेस्ड फ्रेंड हु इज अबाउट टू लूज, आई मीन ही थिंक्स ही इज लॉस्ट हिज वाइफ नाउ, टू जस्ट एनकरेज हिम एंड एनलाइवन हिम. ही गिव्स हिम काउंसलिंग बाय प्रॉमिसिंग हिम कि इफ आई डोंट ब्रिंग हर बैक, जस्ट सी आई विल ब्रिंग हर बैक, बट आई प्रॉमिस यू इफ आई डोंट ब्रिंग हर बैक आई विल नॉट कम बैक इन दिस कंट्री शो माई फेस अगेन. Shishupal feels, my friend is so nice, you know, he is so powerful and is so promising and so he continues his dressing up, makeup continues. And then Rukmini goes. By the time Krishna has defeated all the other princes and they have gone back defeated, and he is going back to Dwarka, and Balramji has joined him, and suddenly, Savdhan! So Krishna turns and sees, Are, the lady whom I have snatched, her brother only is challenging me. He says, how dare you take my sister away? You coward boy, You Vaishya, you my mercantile person, you are challenging a Kshatriya who is a chivalrous person, fight with me. So Krishna turns very peacefully, starts fighting with him. Now Krishna has a very great embarrassment, na? Baju mein wife khadi hai, samne bhai khada hai. Marenge to koi problem hai, nahi marenge to problem hai. Because abhi he has challenged me in the war, so I have to fight with him. But I can't kill him because if I kill him, what my newly married wife will think? So he is in twin difficult position, you know. So what he does is, he doesn't kill Rukmi. He defeats all the army and he blocks Rukmi by his arrows on the ground. Aise arrow marte ki he gets blocked, he can't even move. And then he gets down. And when the war is going on, Rukmini is so tense, you can imagine, na? Either husband or bhai, dono chahiye mujhe, dono lad rahe. What kind of emotional turmoil she must have gone through. So she is like suffering and suffering and suffering. And that time Balaram comes there. Why I told this story? I told this story only to tell you what Balaram did there. Because today is his birthday, Balaram's birthday. So Balaram comes, and Balaram is the elder brother, na? Now younger brother and younger brother's wife. And first time he is meeting his bhabhi. So he wants to show his impression. Make his impression. He says, Krishna, what kind of husband you are? Don't you have any shame? Have you thought what she must be going through? Look at her face, how she's anxious. Look at, there are so many sweat droplets on her face. How much she loves her brother. And you are making her brother in such a horrible condition. Don't you love your wife? You should not do like this. You should consider what your wife is going through before you do anything. So then he goes to Rukmini and says, Rukmini, don't worry. I will scold him and I will make him all right. You don't feel bad. I will take care of situations. Like that. Then they both get down the chariot. And Rukmini is blocked on the road with arrows. So now Krishna says, okay, now you scolded me. Now what I should do? He said that as he has challenged you, you have to fight with him. So you fought with him and you have defeated him. So Rukmini is saying that, a Kshatriya, a warrior, doesn't want to be pardoned, you know. Either you kill him or he becomes victorious. Ya to vijay hoke aana hai, ya to mar jana hai. Beech mein jana nahi kidhar, haar ke. So he says, kill me. If you have defeated me, I want to die. I don't want to stay like this, in a very embarrassed, insulted condition. You kill me. So Balaram is looking at Rukmini, Krishna and Rukmi. He is saying, kill me. Rukmi is saying, no. Rukmini is saying, how can you get killed? You are my brother. And Krishna is looking at Rukmini and Rukmi. Brother and wife. Brother and wife. Now he's a dilemma. Na, kya karna kya abhi isko? Wo bol rahe, maro, mat maro. So then Balaram says, you kill him and also don't kill him. Both things you should do. Now think your, use your brain and do necessary things. So what Krishna does, you know? Anybody knows? Huh? He shaves the hair of Rukmi and keeps some tuft of hair in between. Like, you know, इधर एक बाल रखते हैं, इधर बाल रखते हैं, इधर बाल रखते हैं, बाकी सब काट देते हैं. इधर भी सम हेयर हियर, सम हेयर हियर, सम हेयर, एंड एवरीथिंग इज शेव्ड ऑफ. सो लुक्स वेरी फनी. सो व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ दैट? व्हेन यू इंसल्ट अ वॉरियर, इट इज वर्स देन डेथ, मोर देन डेथ. एट द सेम टाइम ही इज नॉट डेड. सो ही हैज किल्ड हिम बाय इंसल्टिंग हिम और नॉट किल्ड हिम ऑल्सो. सो इतना सारा इंसल्ट करने के बाद में रुक्मी बिकम्स लाइक मैड, यू नो. ही सेज, हाउ कैन आई गो बैक नाउ? ऑलरेडी प्रॉमिस्ड माई फ्रेंड दैट आई विल नॉट कम बैक ओनली. सो आई कैन नॉट गो बैक. सो ही गोज इन द फॉरेस्ट एंड स्टेज देयर ओनली एंड मेक्स हिज किंगडम इन द फॉरेस्ट ओनली. ऑन द वे टू द्वारका देयर ओनली ही स्टेज. एंड कृष्णा सेज बाय, गुड लक, एंड ही टेक्स रुक्मिणी एंड गोज बैक टू किंगडम. सो दैट इज वेयर बलराम जी कम्स एंड ट्राइज टू इम्प्रेस हिज न्यूली मैरिड भाभी. At the same time, Krishna wanted Subhadra to get married with Arjun. Subhadra is his sister, na? And you know, apne Balaram ji is so great that he wanted his sister to get married with Duryodhan. So he makes all the arrangement as an elder brother. It's my decision. I'm elder brother. She's my sister. You're younger brother. So I will decide. I love Duryodhan as my disciple. So I want my sister to get married with Duryodhan. Now, बड़े भाई की आज्ञा ऑर्डर करते हैं, स्टार्ट प्रिपेयरिंग फॉर द मैरिज. एंड सुभद्रा हैज नो हार्ट टू गेट मैरिड विद दुर्योधन. बिग ब्रदर इज ऑर्डर्ड ऑलरेडी. सो देन कृष्णा सेज दैट यू डू वन थिंग अर्जुन, यू बिकम अ साधु, यू ड्रेस अप अ साधु एंड गो इन द हाउस ऑफ सुभद्रा एंड शी विल सर्व यू And after many days of service, one find you snatch her and run away. Another love story. Very nice love story, you know. You want to hear love story, adventure, emotion, action, fights. All these things are there in Krishna Leela. You don't have to go to movies and see Shah Rukh Khan and Aishwarya Rai. You can read Krishna books and find out all the thrilling love stories, love letters. Even the love letter is there in Bhagavat. It is given in Bhagavatam. The love letter that Rukmini wrote to Krishna. The famous love letter. It is said that by reading that letter, one will be free from lust. Attraction to opposite sex will be destroyed if you read that love letter. Anyways, so he goes and Arjun becomes sadhu. And Subhadra is trained from childhood. When sadhus come home, you have to serve sadhu. You have to cook for him, you have to wash his feet, you have to do everything for him. So many days sadhu stays. And one fine day he removes his makeup, you know. And she comes to know he is Arjun actually, he is not sadhu. So she also is in love with Arjun. She wanted to get married to Arjun only. So he says, now I have come here as a plan. Krishna has given the plan to me, so I have come here. And now I am supposed to take you away with me. You are ready? He said, yeah, I am ready with you. Come with me. But he says, remember one thing. Krishna has told me one special thing. That when I will take you away on a chariot, I am not going to drive the chariot. You are going to drive the chariot. Okay? Remember this. The horses, the reins should be in your hand and I will be behind you. Clear? Said, okay, whatever is fine. So he takes her away, immediately jumps on chariot and she is holding the chariot, the horses, and starts the horses and Arjuna is behind. And very soon the news spreads that Subhadra is snatched away by the sadhu. And the sadhu was not sadhu, he was Arjun. And the news goes to Balram. Balram becomes so angry, he picks up his club and says, today I am going to destroy Arjun. How dare he can come to my house, dress disguised, cheat my sister and snatch her away against her will. So he, you know, Balram, when he gets angry, who can save? Even Krishna is also fearful. Now Balram is angry, now Arjun is finished now. Arjun has no question of leaving. But Krishna is Arjun's friend, no? Arjuna is devotee. But he has already developed a perfect plan to him. So when Balram is getting angry and he is going out with his army to destroy Arjun, Krishna meets him on the road. He says, brother, why are you so angry? He says, what? Why should not I get angry? Your friend Arjuna is on mischief. I am not going to allow him to live anymore. He has to die. He says, brother, but see very closely. With your thin eyes you see from distance. Who is pulling the chariot? Who has snatched whom? You think if Arjuna is snatched Subhadra, then Arjuna must be running the chariot with reins in hand and Subhadra must be crying in pain. Bachao, bachao. She should be like this. But the scene is not like that. It looks like Subhadra is very happy and Subhadra has taken the reins in hand and Subhadra is running the chariot. Just see yourself if you don't believe me. So he sees very closely, hi, yaar. Subhadra is very happy. Subhadra is very happy and running the chariot and Arjuna is sitting behind the charioteer. Peacefully she is driving him. So he said, see, it is not Arjun who snatched her. It is Subhadra who wanted to get snatched. So now what you can do? If your sister only wants to go with him, how can you go and kill Arjuna? It's not a good etiquette because your sister is... I prove you that she is taking the chariot in hand. How can she do by force like that? By force nobody can run chariot, no? By force somebody can be kidnapped and other will run the chariot. But here Arjuna is sitting peacefully, not even touching her. And she is right nicely, happily, jollily pulling the chariot nicely. So then Balram becomes very pacified. He says, what to do? Then Krishna says, Arjun, come back. Everything is all right here. You turn. Arjun comes back and stands with low head in front of Balramji and he says, what can I do? We are in front of you. Then Balramji agrees, okay, chalo, unka patta kaat do aur inka arrangement, marriage arrangement kar do. So then, instead of Duryodhan, she gets married to Subhadra. I mean Arjun. So that's how Balramji, you know, however he becomes his elder brother, but ultimately younger brother is very, very, very cunning and very, very smart and very shrewd and somehow he bundles up his elder brother and convinces him and does exactly what he wants. And Krishna is very happy also in that. And Balaram also very happy. Ultimately, he wants to please his brother Krishna. And he wants to show anger only to increase his love for his devotees. By doing this, Krishna became very anxious. Nare, now he's going to kill my devotee Arjuna. So he somehow goes all the way out and saves his friend Arjun. So somehow Balaramji acts in a particular way to increase Krishna's love for his devotees and his protection also. So like that, there are many stories. Later on, Balaramji goes to play dice at the place where Rukmi starts staying. Na? Then Rukmi has not gone back to Vidarbha. He has put his kingdom somewhere in between only. So there becomes a big kingdom because he starts staying. He's a very powerful man. So he brings people, he settles up, establishes a kingdom there. And one day invites Balaramji to play dice. So Balaramji goes because as you challenge one person in war, you can't reject challenge. If somebody asks you to play dice, you cannot reject. So he goes to play dice and then he wins the dice game with Rukmi. But Rukmi's friends are there. They're laughing loudly and declaring that Balaram lost. He says, I'm playing with you, suppose. Huh? And they all are sitting there. And they're all on your side. And I win. Still they clap and say, you won. And I lost. You know, like that they were doing. I'm playing with you and you are losing and I'm winning. But they all are clapping as if you have won. So everyone feels ki you have won and I have lost. It's like that one time, two times and three times. Balaram wins and Rukmi loses. And everybody is shouting, Rukmi, Rukmi, bravo, bravo, jai, jai, Rukmi. You are so expert in playing dice. So Balaram looks at once and twice and thrice. And third time he gets so angry looking at this false game. Demigods in skies are shouting that Balaram has won. But Rukmi's friends are shouting that Rukmi has won. Balaram becomes very angry. He lifts mace by one hand and he lifts the plough by another hand. And by one hand, which has mace, club, he smashes Rukmi on head and Rukmi is dead on the spot. And the other hand, which is holding the plough, nangar, he breaks the teeth of the laughing people and puts the teeth in their throat. बोलते ना दांत तोड़ के घसे में डाल दिया ऐसा भगवान ने जितने जितने लोग दांत दिखाकर हंस रहे थे वो सबके दांत तोड़ दिए अपने नांगर से वो घसे में डाल दिए उनके सब लोग भाग गए वहां से एंड दोज हु वर रनिंग वाइल रनिंग बलराम रैन बिहाइंड देम एंड ब्रोक देयर बोन्स सो मेनी फेल डाउन देयर विद ब्रोकन फ्रैक्चर्ड हैंड्स एंड लेग्स एंड दस बलराम किल्ड रुक्मी एंड वेरी पीसफुली वेंट बैक हरे कृष्णा लाइक दैट देयर आर मिलियंस ऑफ स्टोरीज ऑफ बलराम. One time I started telling stories of only Balaram. I began at 9 o'clock in the morning and I ended at 5 p.m. in the evening. So much fun. We had a holiday that day. It was Balaram Jayanti, like today. In a holiday. So 9 a.m. we had decided that we'll go. 9 a.m. I started and 9 to 1 we narrated stories of Balaram in Vrindavan only. Only in Vrindavan stories. After 1 o'clock we took lunch and 2 to 5 I told stories of Balaram out of Vrindavan. Like these stories, out of Vrindavan. Hastinapur, everywhere else. And 5 o'clock we had again Kirtan and we went back home. Sri Balaram Bhagavan Ki Jai Ho. Thank you very much everybody. Hare Krishna.